Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the unsearchable riches of Christ. This week, we've been focusing on laying hold of what St. Paul described as a treasure that's hidden in earthen vessels. It's so important for us to be able to see and to experience and to know what we've been given in Christ. And in challenging times, and the kind of times we're living through right now, dark times, difficult times, times of people feeling like a great loss of control, cultural disruption, political disruption, financial instability, the rest of it, it shakes us and it shakes our confidence. It can cause lots of anxiety and fear. And it's important for us to be able to come to the quiet, find some solitude each day, friends, to say, okay, how am I doing? What's my heart saying to me? What am I experiencing? Maybe at the end of a day, you know, do the examine of the day in the spirit and say, you know, where was my mind and heart most of the day? Did I live through today filled with anxiety? You know, was that sort of my predominant experience? Was that the background noise as I was going about my duties and going about my business? Was I mostly living from fear, living from anxiety, confusion, anger? What's happening inside me? I tell you who wants to know is Christ. He's there with you. And the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, He wants to help you with every single thing in your life. He cares immensely. You're not alone. You're not powerless. He's there. Well, on our own, we can't do it, but He's there in full power to help us look honestly at ourselves and how we're making our way through these challenging circumstances in time. And am I a light? You know, or is my light gone dim? Am I salty? You know, I mean, or is my salt gone flat? What's going on with me? How am I navigating this? And it's important to talk to the Lord about it every day. And one of the things that is really important to see from the lives of the apostles, partly what the main theme maybe this whole week, is Peter's exhortation to seek and search out the unsearchable riches of Christ, to be able to come to see what it is that we've been given. It's the deep prayer of Christ. It's the deep prayer of the apostles. It's a deep prayer of Our Lady that we would come to understand who we are in Christ, not just in our head, but a full experience, experiential knowledge through the grace and help of the Holy Spirit, to be able to see and to see ourselves in light of God, in light of what God has done for us in Christ. I love this passage in Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul says, starting verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." That's St. Paul's prayer for us. And he's praying for us to be able to receive what he knows himself personally, what he's experienced, and what he's seen reproduced again and again to brothers and sisters who have come to faith. And he said, he knows this is the key. This is the key for us to be fruitful. This is the key for us to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, and to know this. And so I want to read again just slowly the language that Paul uses. He said, first he begins by, "I want to bow my knees." Such a key thing that we need to do each day at some point somewhere, to find a place of solitude and silence and just get on our knees before the Lord, before our Father, and to allow the Holy Spirit to help us pray. What does Paul tell us in Romans chapter 8? You know, that beautiful prayer, one of the most intimate sections of the entire Scripture. Our spirit, God's Spirit speaks to our spirit, revealing to us that God is our Father. And the Holy Spirit's been given to us to help us literally see it, grasp it, trust in it, and surrender to it. God, the creator of all things, is a loving, faithful Father. And he loves me. And when I'm on my knees just to say, Father, dear Father, Father, dear Father. And some days, if you don't have the word, say, Holy Spirit, just help me. Help me articulate and speak the truth and agree with God's revelation. You might feel like an orphan. You might feel alienated, isolated, scared. But begin by agreeing with the truth, agreeing with what's been revealed to you, what's been revealed to us in Scripture, the teaching of the church, the reality that God is our Father, and just to be able to say it as simply as you can from your heart, Father, dear Father, I am your son, I am your daughter. Father, I love you. Father, I praise you. Father, help me draw near to you. Holy Spirit, help me see and know the Father and speak to the Father. You know, each day, if we have to repent and put something before him, he's ready to receive it. Jesus is ready to take it away, to nail it to the cross. And he wants us to be able to talk to him and to talk honestly from our hearts, from the heart, to be able to also say, Father, I give to you these concerns today. I give to you my fears. I give to you what's on my mind, and I want to place them at your feet. I do want to let them go, Father. I don't want to be living throughout the day preoccupied by them. So we agree with the truth of the reality of the relationship that we've been given. And it's very important for us to be able to speak in a way like a son and daughter of God, to acknowledge that, to speak it out, you know, God, you are my Father. You're trustworthy. You know, I give you my life and I accept your promises. I accept, you know, your lordship over my life. And then to be able to pray for more, you know, and just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me see more of who I am and my identity as a child of God. Help me to penetrate these unsearchable riches. I really want to know them more and I really want to see them. And if we seek and if we knock, the Lord is really going to reveal more to us. And that really is, friends, the thing that the heart most longs for, but we don't always see that. And we don't always believe it because there's so many immediate concerns that we have and things that are bothering us or we're struggling with. And the Lord wants to help us let go of those things, to give them to the Lord and to get to the heart of the matter, and to be able to live from it. And then to just decide to say, Lord, today I want to walk and talk like a son and daughter of God. Today I want to just commit. I have this one day that you've given to me. It's one day at a time. I want to speak like a son of God. I want to walk like a daughter of God. I want to trust in you today. And I want to practice your presence today. I want to talk with you. I want to learn how to talk with you throughout the day. And I was talking to some of the younger brothers that we're working with about Cornelius from Acts chapter 10 yesterday. You know, Cornelius was a Gentile soldier, you know, in the army. And it said that, and he was such a key figure of all, I mean, the Lord surprises us, surprises everybody. Cornelius ends up being the guy through whom, kind of the doorway through which the Lord brings, through St. Peter's ministry and preaching, brings the gospel, the good news, to the Gentile world. And what was he like? It said he was devout. He was filled with the fear of God. He gave alms generously. And here he was, this guy who just had a tender heart. He talked to God and he said he prayed throughout the day. He prayed a lot. He walked in the fear of God. And that's what the Lord wants us to be able to do. You know, there's so many beautiful passages in the Bible that talks about how the Lord draws near to people who fear him, who walk in a healthy fear of God. And that's that deep sense, almost at times, I talked about last week, like a not just a sense of awe of God, but like a holy trembling before a holy God who has drawn near to us. And we begin to grasp his magnitude and his power, his purity, his holiness, and how much he wants to get close to us. That's partly what makes us shake a little bit. And that's exactly what happened to Cornelius, actually, in chapter 10, where the Lord sent an angel to speak to him about God's plan, about St. Peter, and how he wanted to connect those two together. And it said he trembled. He He trembled just at the sight of an angel, not God himself. And that's what happens to the human heart that is so filled with kind of self-preoccupation and pride or anxiety and things like this. And all of a sudden we see another world. We get a glimpse of the glory and the beauty and the majesty of God and God's fuller creation. And it just wakes us up and it gives us the wisdom then that starts to flow from that kind of healthy fear of the Lord, which is all part of what the Spirit wants to produce in us. So Paul continues, said that according to the riches of his glory, that's the riches of the glory of Christ, you know, who's now been raised to glory. He's brought home to the Father of glory and he's brought humanity. That means he brought you and he brought me into the glorious presence of God the Father, that he said you might be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Wow, that's a great prayer to pray. That's an agreement with this biblical prayer of St. Paul, this apostolic prayer, and it's just say, Father, I align my heart with this prayer of St. Paul, and I receive it, and I want to walk in it. I pray today that I could be strengthened through the Spirit of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in my inner being. And then Paul goes on, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. This is what the Father most wants. He loves to answer this prayer. Let's declare, let's say, Father, I do want and I welcome the full reign of your Son in my heart, the dwelling of Jesus, like St. Peter said, enthrone Jesus Christ in your heart. He said, Father, I want to take everything else off the throne and the core of my being, other things that I'm putting first right now, whether it's anxiety about the mother, whether it's the dreams that I have for myself in this world, as good as they might be, I want those to be secondary. I receive this prayer and I agree with it. And I decide today, Father, I want to say yes to your gift of your beloved Son to me and that he would be enthroned in my heart as the Lord of all. Because I receive him. He's, you know, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the precious gift of the Father to you and to me. This is the most precious thing the Father could possibly give, and he knows that he's the answer to everything that our hearts long for anyway. And say, Father, I agree. And today I want to walk with the knowledge that Christ is with me. And I want to learn, Father, to talk to him with the help of the Holy Spirit each day. So like Paul says, then I can be rooted and grounded in love. Father, I agree that that's what I want for my life. You know, I've given you my list of all the other things I want. I want this vacation home. I want this job. I want my son in this college. I want this sick person to be healed. All that stuff, which the Father cares about. But what I really want to say, ultimately, is I agree with your plan, Father. I want to be attentive, and I say yes to the enthronement of Jesus in my heart, because I want to be rooted and grounded in the love that you share with your Son, Jesus. And I accept this most precious gift, and I acknowledge that it's from you, my loving Father. And I ask, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus today, that you can help me walk in this reality. And this is where my mind can be, and this is where my heart can be today. No matter what experiences I have throughout the day, I can walk in it, live in it, as a son or daughter of God. It's amazing. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.